This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica family. Rise Up Radio is a collective radio show by and for youth about youth activism. Now on the airwaves each and every Friday from 11 a.m. to noon. I'm Saki, one of today's hosts, and you're listening to What It's Worth, Battlestar featuring Infinity. Today's show is jam-packed. We're going to be giving you a sample of what our weekly show is about. We need you to call in and support WBAI and the next generation coming up here at BAI by calling 212-209-2950 to make your pledge and become a member. We are offering our special Rise Up Radio double CD entitled Artists Fight the System, and you can get that with your pledge by calling 212-209-2950.
With your pledge of $80.
That's right. For $80, you can support the youth of this radio station, you can support WBAI, and you can support free airwaves. Today, we are featuring music, like I said, the one that was just playing was What It's Worth from our CD. We're going to be talking about police brutality, First Amendment violations, this weekend's Rebuilding Resistance Conference, and a wealth of information and voices that you don't get anywhere else. So stay tuned.
Understand, our country's already got blood on its hands. So stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. No, no. Come on, stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And take a look. The buildings came down, the people shook. A matter of minutes was all it took to take lives. But then I realized the gun's been drawn before the morn, the plane hit. Flip the spit of the script and understand concerns legitimate. I mean, damn, Georgia got a training camp for terrorists. We cannot dismiss or even get away from this karmic trip, nor insist on fits of unfit rage. Turn another page in the saga or opt to stop the clock. Shell shock and bombs drop. Now, who will top who in turning humans into stew? Flew planes into two. Economic dreams of who? Towers flew. Welcome to the new trickle-down theory. Now we could see clearly if people trickle down as fast as yearly profit. People wanted me to stop it. But innocent lives are innocent lives all over the world.
I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What's going down?
Peace, New York. That was Battlestar featuring Infinity with What It's Worth. This is one of your hosts today, Kat, and we're about to speak with Aget from the Trans Africa Forum in Washington, D.C., but first we're going to have some of the latest in youth news. A New York federal judge yesterday put the brakes on a recently passed ban on late-term abortions. The ruling came as a result of a lawsuit brought by the National Abortion Federation, which argued that the new law could harm patients. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Conway Casey recognized the validity of that claim, also noting that the law could be declared unconstitutional because it does not contain an exception to protect the woman's health. The judge's order will be enforced for 10 days. Conway has ordered both the NAF, which brought the suit, and the U.S. Attorney General to submit briefs. If the new law is enacted, it will place an additional restriction on access to abortion. Young women currently face particular difficulty accessing abortion services. 44 states have laws requiring a young woman to obtain the consent of or notify one or both parents prior to an abortion. In hip-hop news, legendary rapper Slick Rick will soon be freed. British-born Ricky Slick Rick Walters has been in a Florida jail for the past 17 months. U.S. immigration officials had sought Rick's deportation under a U.S. law that permits the deportation of foreigners convicted of violent felonies. Rick had served 5 years in prison for shooting his cousin and a bystander. But federal judge Kimball Wood ruled recently that the Board of Immigration Appeals should never have reversed its earlier decision that the British-born rapper is a legal U.S. resident. The board had earlier ruled that Rick had voluntarily deported himself when a cruise ship on which he was performing briefly left U.S. waters. No date has yet been set for Rick's release. And finally, two Swarthmore College students are suing Diebold, a company that manufactures voting machines. This according to the Princeton University paper, The Daily Princetonian. The students had posted internal Diebold memos and emails on the internet. The memos allegedly show that the company knew its voting machines were vulnerable to tampering and that the company knowingly violated election law. The students were then sued by Diebold, which said that the memos were protected under copyright law. The company has also suggested that the emails may not be authentic. But the students are countersuing, saying that the Fair Use Clause of the Copyright Act gives them the right to post the memos. The Fair Use Clause allows copyrighted materials to be used in news reporting and for the purpose of criticism or comment.